My name is Alyssa Bushke. I'm the CEO of Opportunity House, here today to talk about childcare and more specifically the Patton Avenue Learning Center, which is a really critical component of the Oak Brook Center for Community Services. And because our mission aligns so closely with the work of Reading Housing Authority, it was truly a no-brainer when we were invited to partner in opening our second early learning site, which is the Patton Avenue Learning Center. With RHA, we're really expanding access to high-quality childcare and strengthening the supports that are available to families through the Oak Brook Center for Community Services and specifically the Patton Avenue Learning Center with childcare. So today, the Patton Avenue Learning Center, which just opened in early September, really stands as a powerful extension of nearly 3 decades of Opportunity House's work in early childhood. And this program really empowers individuals, supports families, and builds brighter futures for the children in the Oak Brook community. I'm going to turn the floor over to Yesenia Vasquez, who is our director of the Patton Avenue Learning Center, and she is someone who literally brings this mission to life every single day in the work that she's doing there. So, Yesenia, take it away.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Miss Alyssa. My name is Yesenia Vasquez, and I am the director here at the Patton Ave Learning Center. We opened our doors September 2nd and welcomed in a bunch of little ones to the center, and we've just been going ever since. Our center is open from 6:30 in the morning to 6 p.m. We are open Monday through Friday. We are accepting children as little as 6-week-old infants all the way up until their first day of kindergarten. Right now, we have about 21 children enrolled in the various classrooms in the center, and we are still accepting more children. Our center has a capacity of 66 children that we can care for. We have opened our doors to others in the community as well. We do have families that attend that don't live in Oak Brook, but are within walking distance of the center. It has been something that has helped many families. Daily, I get thanked from the families for caring for their children and just being here with them. Many of the children that have started here in the center have never stepped foot in a childcare. So their families did not feel safe or trusted anyone to care for their children. So being able to open the center here has built that trust with the residents to have their children in a safe space where they're cared for, where they are fed, where they are truly loved. The children here are provided 4 meals a day. They're provided breakfast, AM snack, lunch, and a PM snack. They do not go without eating at all. Many of our families are enrolled in the Early Learning Resource Center, and that's how they help pay for their child care here. A day to day here, the children come in, they are welcomed, and they go to their classrooms. We do have lessons that the children do learn every day. We have a curriculum. They're just not coming in and playing all day. They are learning their colors, they are learning their letters, they are learning just how to talk in general and be social. Seeing a lot of these children in the last 2.5 months come in not talking to speaking has been one of our greatest accomplishments. I lived here in Oak Brook as a teenager, and I had my first apartment here in Oak Brook. So, just kind of giving them that motivation that you can start in public housing, but we all have to start somewhere, and you can make it. Being here, I was able to purchase my first home. So, it was really a stepping stone. So, that's something that I want my staff to know. And that's also something that I want the families to know here. As I mentioned, we are still taking children. We love to give tours here. So if you're ever in the Oak Brook neighborhood, please come knock on our door and we will welcome you in for a tour.